Senator Al Simpson. Amnesty International, a private force for good for worldwide human rights, turns 30 this month. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, since 1961, Amnesty International has investigated over 40,000 cases of human rights violations and political prisoner abuse, with over 38,000 cases successfully closed. For many families, Amnesty is truly a candle of hope when crafty foreign governments refuse to cooperate. Ted, all forms of torture have to be condemned and stopped. Not only does Amnesty International work hard toward that goal, it helps to document atrocities like those in Kuwait before the war. And Ted, Amnesty International operates without any handout from taxpayers. A good lesson always for you to learn, but you never have. Ted, join me in wishing Amnesty International a thankful, happy anniversary. Bless them. It's one birthday candle of hope we always want to keep burning.
I'll second that, Al. Amnesty International deserves all the praise it's getting for its outstanding work to stop violations of human rights. You're wrong about one thing. They do get a handout from the taxpayers. Contributions are tax deductible. You can look it up. You also left out the most important honor they've received, the Nobel Peace Prize in 1977. It's often said sunlight is the best disinfectant, and that's what Amnesty International has been using these past 30 years. In the process, they've become the conscience of the world. Dictators, death squads, and torturers do their dirty work in the dark. They can't stand the light of day. And when Amnesty International shines its spotlight on violations of human rights from South America to South Africa to South Korea, world public opinion takes over and justice often prevails. Amnesty International has had a great 30 years, Al. May the next 30 years be even greater than the first. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on election campaign financing reform. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.